You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, a Yucaipa rehab center is reporting a coronavirus outbreak among at least 57 residents, and two have died.
Yeah, this is really scary for people who have relatives in rehab or nursing homes, because many of the residents are older. The staff has contact with each of them, and it's real easy to communicate. In fact, one of the first big outbreaks in the U.S. of the coronavirus was at a nursing home in Kirkland, Washington. So assisted living facilities are on alert everywhere because their residents are older, recovering perhaps from surgery or injury, and susceptible to the virus. The Yucaipa situation has left Yucaipa with the biggest outbreak in San Bernardino County. As you said, the most recent count, we have 51 residents, 6 employees at this nursing home, Cedar Mountain Post-Acute Rehabilitation. And we don't even know if those totals are going to hold because the county health department said there are still some specimens remaining to be processed. The mayor of Yucaipa, David Avila, has said that the city is requesting state and federal assistance for more medical supplies, and he's pleading with Yucaipa citizens and businesses to adhere to the closures and staying safer at home.
Okay, and over in Riverside County, they are suggesting everyone wear a mask while they're out in public, right?
Right. You know, Riverside County was kind of an outlier when it suggested this. The county public health officer, Dr. Cameron Kaiser, did on Tuesday. But the next day, the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, asked his residents to do the same thing. Now, there is no agreement in the medical community about whether this is helpful or not. The masks, they say, prevent the spread. If a person who's ill wears one, it prevents the droplets by which the virus spreads from getting out if they sneeze or cough, but they're saying it doesn't really provide that much protection for people who are not well against illness that may be circulating out there. But I think these two jurisdictions believe, you know, any little bit that can help, let's try that. You know, the disease is spreading. COVID-19 is spreading at an alarming rate. One of the concerns, of course, is that people, now the general public, will be trying to buy these medical-grade masks, and they're already in very short supply for the medical community. And so what they're telling people, Riverside County and the mayor of Los Angeles, are saying is, you know, wear a homemade mask, wear a scarf or a bandana over your nose and mouth, anything that can help. And a lot of people, by the way, you'll see on the internet, are making homemade masks and trying to help out by providing them to people.
Yeah, next, desert and mountain resorts in the IE are asking tourists to stay away because of the coronavirus.
That's a real tough one because the mountain to desert communities, I'm thinking particularly of Joshua Tree and, of course, Idlewild in Riverside County and Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead in San Bernardino County. These communities depend on tourism. So for them to say, please stay away, this is real extraordinary. Both counties are also asking people who have Airbnb or short-term rentals like that not to rent them out, not to bring people. You know, the first weekend of the stay-at-home orders, Joshua Tree had 30,000 visitors on the weekend, and now the park officials have had to close the park to vehicle traffic and camping. That's just too many visitors for people to stay at a safe 6-foot distance from each other. But as of this time, the trails can still be accessed by foot or by bicycle. And the people in the Joshua Tree community are asking the National Park Service to please don't allow that even. They're just afraid that's bringing in too many people. The Press Enterprise interviewed a business owner in Idlewild. Same kind of thing. There's a concern that this is a small community that on the weekends and, you know, during the vacation times gets a huge influx of tourists. And they're afraid that this could devastate the little mountain community, which, by the way, Idlewild has a large elderly population who could be susceptible to the virus, and so they're afraid of bringing people in who come from urban areas and may already be carrying the virus. And also, there's a concern. Idlewild does not have its own hospital. Big Bear Lake has a small community hospital. And officials are concerned that those local medical facilities could be overwhelmed by sick tourists. And I also wanted to mention that both counties, Riverside and San Bernardino counties, have been offering or trying to offer drive-through testing. It's been very popular, and they'll continue doing that as test kits are available. But again, those are in short supply.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers, which we should mention have dropped their paywall for coronavirus-related articles.